This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. Vermont is proud of its town meeting tradition, but it is certainly not the only state that has kept that tradition alive. Neighboring New Hampshire had many of its town meetings this week to decide their annual business. So for our Friday regional report today, we're turning to John Gregg, news editor of the Valley News. And John, thanks for speaking with us again.
Hi, Mitch.
Now, most New Hampshire towns, I'm wondering how they do the voting. Is most of it secret, or is there a lot of floor voting in New Hampshire?
There's a mix. Some towns certainly have some classic floor meetings. A number of other towns have Australian ballot voting. It's tied into a law known as SB2, which relates, in part, it was tied to voting on school budgets, where a lot of people could show up all day and vote on them. Those towns also often have what's known as a deliberative session a couple of weeks earlier, where they do show up and can amend the budget often on the floor.
A town in the Upper Valley had a lot of votes related to the Free State Project. What is that, and how did the voting turn out?
That is related to the town of Grafton, which is along Route 4. It's got about 1,400 people. And about 10 years ago, a bunch of libertarians said, hey, let's move to a town in New Hampshire and try to maybe take it over and expound on libertarian principles. The Free Staters are also active in Keene quite often. They're very tech-savvy. They're on the Internet a lot. But so far, they've had a number of votes over the years, and they've had some influence, but they haven't been able to take over the town. In Grafton this year, they had about 20 petitioned articles on what's called the warrant in New Hampshire, not the warning. They wanted to defund the little library in town. They wanted to cut the budget by 10%, and they wanted to instruct the police chief not to enforce marijuana laws. All of those failed. What was most interesting was that they had an election for an open select board seat. Five people ran, some of them clearly with affinity with the Free State Project, and the guy who won was the retired police chief, Merle Kenyon, who has dealt over the years with Free Staters, but is definitely from the town establishment.
Now, in Plainfield, New Hampshire, there was a vote that a lot of Vermonters could relate to. What was the issue there and what happened?
Yes, Plainfield, which includes the village of Meriden, is an old farm town just south of Lebanon, both along the Connecticut River and Route 12A and also Route 120, straight from downtown Lebanon. Since about 1967, they have sent their kids in an arrangement to high school, to Lebanon High School, at a cap tuition rate. A study committee this year said, hey, what about if we could send our kids elsewhere, school choice, like many Vermont towns have? And the eye on the prize there was some people in town want to send their kids to Hanover High School. Hanover, of course, has, you know, an interstate school agreement with Norwich and the Dresden agreement. And a lot of people over the years, the Plainfield has become more attractive to people who work at Dartmouth Hitchcock and at Dartmouth College. But there is also a lot of concern in town that they don't want to become this tony elitist suburb of Hanover. And Lebanon High is certainly a good high school, and people said, let's stick with what we've got. And there was a pretty strong vote. I think it was 171-33 to not go down the road of school choice and stick with the agreement with Lebanon.
And in Cornish, I understand that there was a vote that concerned hunting and near an elementary school. What's the story there?
Right. Cornish, and that was a floor vote. They have classic old meetings, as does Plainfield. In Cornish, there's a 77-acre parcel across from the elementary school. It's a recreation area owned by the town. There was some thought that maybe it wouldn't be a good idea to have hunting near the school. Some hunters said, well, if it's public property that the town owns, we should be allowed to do that. And besides, we're responsible and we will keep an eye out, and we would never aim guns at the school. Ultimately, they voted pretty strongly to ban hunting there.
Also from Cornish, and this being the age of the Internet and things said that, let's say, get around on social media, I understand that there was an ouster of the school board chair. What happened?
Right. They have dealt with declining enrollment over the years, with more to come. And so the school board in the past year has drawn a lot of scrutiny as they've tried to eliminate some jobs and deal with what they say is reality. But last year, There were some contentious things posted on Facebook by another school board member after a meeting that I can't say on the air, and that riled up a lot of people. And ultimately, the school board chairman, who was sort of caught in the middle of that and also was, you know, proposing some of these cuts, he was defeated in a three-way race.
We'll use our imaginations as to what was said. Now, when covering Vermont town meetings this year, there weren't really a lot of common themes that we could easily point to, except for one, and that had to deal with rising school budgets and the link to property taxes as a result. That's here in Vermont. How did the school budgets fare in New Hampshire?
In our area, they all passed. In Lebanon, there was very low turnout, less than 10%. It was a $40 million school budget. That was approved, and the school board chairman sort of topped the vote-getting in a four-way race for three seats. Even in Claremont, which is a poorer city, you know, that's long been a focus with property taxes, the school budget was approved. What was interesting there was some Tea Party folks have long tried to get a tax cap approved in the city there. And on the school voting, the tax cap, the school budget passed, but the tax cap also got 51% support. However, they needed 60% for that to take effect.
And, John, any towns yet to vote?
We've got some more to go on Saturday, Mitch, and then even some that'll come a couple of days later, and we'll be there.
John Gregg is the news editor of the Valley News. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Glad to do it, Mitch.